So, well, we, you know, we'll try to work it both ways. We'll show it, but at the same time, what we did with Lois, by the way, is we did say to her, look, we'll show it fine, but then again, when we compute the central services, we'll consider it as part of a list of services. And that's
well, therefore, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There was
okay.
Peace.
I thought I heard date.
Yeah, I want to get clear on this. So at the moment, money qualified as major donor income isn't subject to central services.
Right.
Yeah, well, we until the end of the year, then it falls into listener support. Otherwise, we lose.
But the question is, if I'm showing money in that line, does that mean that money is not money that I'm going to have to pay my 20% central services on?
Correct. That's how it is done during the year. Then we settle.
So I was looking. I was just glancing, and I noticed that A and I both have fairly substantial, and actually T. have fairly substantial entries in that major donor line. PFW doesn't seem to even have a major donor line in it in the income statement.
You put it all in listener support.
Yeah, and K doesn't have hardly anything. We have a very low number. So does it essentially mean that W and K, which are also the appear to be generating, you know, the money they're supposed to and a little beyond, does that mean that they're actually paying a functionally a higher central services amount because they're very low in the area of major donor? Like our major donor for K, I'm looking projected for the year $10,000. That's nothing. I know we're getting more major donations than that.
Yeah, let me see where you are.
This is
I'm on 371, column Y.
Yeah, and you look at the past history, you'll see that that number has always been small. They're using donations, the number of top more.
I see.
Yeah, that's what they're using. You can see from past years they sort of use that. But no, they have a history of not having large major donors or donations. As you can look at previous year's audit, 04, audit 05.
Yeah. How is BAI generating such a huge amount of major donor income?
Well, you know, they got one a month and a half ago for $100,000, and they have concentrated on it. It's, they have been fairly successful with major donors.
This is Jane. I have a question.
Sure.
Casey, too, please.
Jane, Casey.
So if I understood you correctly, Lonnie, is that at the end of the year, in the cases of the stations that are showing those major donor items, at the end of the year, they still get assessed on it? Is that what you're
saying? Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so happened
That's not
in
what
our...
he said. He said they're not assessed. What happens is in the audit, it gets folded into the same line.
No,
and charged. And charged.
And charged, thank you.
That was not what I understood your answer to me to be. I asked, they don't get charged at the end of the year.
No, that's what he said a minute ago, Dave. So that's why I was asking about it, because we had a lot of discussion with this, and our business manager told us that in our own records, yes, we're keeping track of major donors. But he said it didn't matter what we called it for our own planning purposes. It was all going to go into listener support, and we were going to get assessed anyway. So we just we tried not to complicate matters. That's why we don't show it separately. But our development director does keep track of it.
Jane. What does the development director keep track of?
She keeps track of the major donors.
You mean in terms of during the fund drive, the funds that come in during fund drive from major donors are over 100K?
Not just from major
or...
donors, from other efforts. Both. I mean, the criteria that someone mentioned a few minutes ago about people who give $500 or more and don't ask for a gift, yeah, she considers those to be major donors, and she's keeping track of it.
Okay.
But for our financial statements, it was our understanding that no matter what we called it, it was still going to be assessed as listener support. And we would be charged social services. So that's why we don't show it separately.
Casey?
I have a question. Sorry. When we're off of this topic, I have a separate question about W.
Okay, cool. Casey, were you going to ask about the major donor item or?
Major donors and central services. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you ask about the major donor, then we'll then allow Jane to continue.
Okay. So, I agree that there needs to be a consistent policy, but it seems to me not a good idea to consider anybody who donates over $500 in a fund drive to be a major donor. I mean, a major donor should not be identified, in my opinion, just by the amount of money they give. That's somebody that's, you know, that's a donation that's been cultivated through other means, through, you know, something other than a fund drive, because you need to be able to look at your return on investment and what you're putting into development separate from fund drives and separate from premiums to know whether or not your major donor program's working. So just to take any donation over $500, whether it came in on a fund drive or out of, you know, a GM working with an individual or a program that has to do with planned giving, those are all different things. And to just take any donation over $500 and put it into major donors, to me, it hurts you in the end and in the long run. It's going to hurt your planning process, and it doesn't really tell you what your actual progress is.
I didn't mean to imply that that's how she's doing it. I was making
I don't think you did. I'm just saying when there's a uniform policy, we need to take into consideration much more than just the amount of the donation in how we figure out what's considered a major donation and what's considered fund drive or listener income. That's just my point. And whether or not is that policy going to be presented by management to us, or do we need to move on that?
Well, when we do the budgeting process, we'll have worked those things out for next fiscal.
Okay.
But I would say this, though. Some fund development offices, and certainly at A, major donors do, in fact, call up and make the donations on the air and thereby get acknowledged on the air. That's their preferred way of giving. And so, in fact, there was more than a few instances of where that's the case. So different stations have different histories in how their major donors choose to interact. And so it actually came up where people wanted the major donation done on the air in the context of a drive acknowledged as a major donor.
Oh, I don't think that's an important thing to do. If somebody calls up during a drive and says, I'm donating $1,000, they should definitely be acknowledged separately and maybe even tracked separately. But in my experience, cultivating a major donor program is separate from what you do in a fund drive and regular listener income, regardless of the amount. It has to do with identifying certain people that you may want to have associated with your organization. It has to do with whether or not you've put in planned giving programs and all of those kinds of things that are separate from listener income. And to me, it just goes into a regular planning process that has to do with strategy as well as finance. So my only point is that I hope that when there's a uniform policy station to station, that everybody kind of looks at what their activities are going to be and where they're put their emphasis as far as development. And, you know, I mean, some stations may be deciding that they're going to do special fundraising events. And if they do that, a major donor may be somebody that just does a sponsorship of the event. But that's a whole separate piece of the planning process.
This is Lauren. Just want to ask a question. When do you plan to address this as a policy, and with whom? And, you know, I would dearly love to have Casey. If you're going to do it in that type of forum, you know, maybe Casey can be there to give information on this.
Well,
I'm not sure what your idea is.
Phil Acevedo will be working with us on it, but it would be in that period between July and August when we're formulating budgets and then have to come up with some concrete numbers around major donor income.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a product of planning, because some stations really are wanting to do major donor programs. And that involves not just the calls, as Casey was implying, a fully developed strategy and program involving board members, involving maybe people from the community where you're doing cultivation and cultivation events. And stations are needing to look at that more than they have in the past, certainly at WBAI, maybe in conjunction with Capital Campaign.
Yes.
So it's coming up, and it depends on what stations feel they can get done in this area in the way of an organized major donor program. Otherwise, it becomes a fund development person making phone calls, and that's sort of the major donor program.
Okay. All right, thank you. Jane, did you want to continue?
One item of concern to our finance committee and local station board has been our consultant line item, and I see now that is has been continuing this year, and you're projecting it will continue. We've been waiting to get our news director hired, and in lieu of having a news director hired, there's been person paid. There was a lot of discussion of the use of the word consultant. You're putting it under consultants, and our general manager has used a different word. I don't remember.
What line is that, Jane? Sorry.
This is line
822.
Okay. 822. So, Lonnie, have you been in any discussions with, are you there?
We're here.
Yeah, I just wondered if this has come up before. I mean, I know that our LSB is going to be concerned about this because we're trying to move away from the use of consultants, and you can see we budgeted zero.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of discussion about that last year.
Well, I can't say I talked about that line specifically, but I see that, last in that month spent $4,200, so someone is continuing to be paid as a 1099 or a consultant, or maybe it's
right.
Three people, I don't know. No, I have not, Jane, had that specific discussion on the consultant line item and what it may or may not do. But,
Is Greg still on the line?
I am here.
Yeah, so just to let you both know that that's been a big concern to our LSB. So I'm just going to bring it to your attention like that.
Is that interim hire there, Jane? That could explain this? They put it there?
We have somebody that's one or more people who have been working in that capacity. And I'm sure, it is a consultant, I suppose, but or a what else you could call it, a temporary hire.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's what Ron called it, is a temporary hire.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very concerned about having that be a permanent position, and I know our GM keeps saying that he's moving, forward, but we're still kind of waiting to see that all come to fruition. And I'm just bringing it to your attention because it's come up in our...
All right.
I have a question.
Dave, please.
Do the projected amounts on that you've done here include any stations' contributions for the National Spanish Language Program?
Yes, they are there.
Where?
To the extent that we have firm numbers at this point. But it's still at about that $45,000 level there.
Okay.
Where are those showing up, Lonnie?
It would show up in stations that were going to be using their election dollars, which was part of our way of funding it, and then the national office is going to be using its programming line item to fund it. And that programming line item is, let me see, what line is it on? It's in programming, and it would be, anyway, it's here, other programming on line 101053. So we will be planning that line item to fund our portion of it.
But the other stations, because I know K's got its allocation all set, but I know that some of the, there's still some negotiation apparently going on about who's contributing what when.
Yeah, that's true. Remember, for the stations, it's still optional. So, but anyway, the budget funds are there. However, I would note, we've got these election supervisors coming on board early. But I'm assuming the funds will be made available as the stations, resolve that issue.
This is Lauren. Just want to make a quick comment again on PFW. We're looking at the consultants. I see that the variance on salaries, on gross salaries, actually for the current month, I think the month year to date is offset by that variance, the negative variance on the consultant line. So, Jane, you were saying that Ron was looking at this person as a temporary hire. I can see, there's an offset on current month, maybe year to date, but there is a negative variance on the forecast of about $13,000.
Right, we know that. It's just it's from a managerial perspective, we're concerned by the fact that we haven't hired a permanent news director.
Right.
And
are you going to be hiring one, by the way?
What?
Will you be hiring a news director?
We have been supposed to hire one for over a year, and we...
That's not the question he asked. He said, are you going to?
We've been hearing... Yeah, I mean, it's up to the general manager at this point, but we are supposed to. I don't know.
Okay, so the point you're making is that this has been in the process for a year and it hasn't happened, and you're just wondering when it's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
There was concern a year ago that we wanted to be sure that the expertise of our human resource director, was utilized in the hiring process, make sure everything was done properly. And that more or less seems like it stalled everything. So we don't need to talk about it anymore at this point. I just wanted to bring it to their attention and to the committee's attention. Hopefully it will be resolved soon.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or points?
I have one question about central services.
Okay, thank you.
Lonnie, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on in central services. We show that KPFK has got almost 1,000% variance. Do we pay ahead, or is there money? We'd asked about this last meeting also, and you weren't sure. You said something like you thought that National owed KPFK some money, but now it looks like it's over there. We're budgeted at... $16,000, and we've paid $176.
What column are you on?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm looking at a hard copy, so I don't have a column, but if you look, it's on page 1, income before central services.
484.
Yeah, 484. I've got...
482.
Yeah, 484. I've got central services. And I've got 595 under column Y against a budget of 575.
I think the difference comes in, Casey, because in year-to-date, if that's
right.
A year-to-date number, we're 238 ahead year-to-date on income.
Yeah.
Actually,
that affects.
No, on excess, that's excess income.
What I'm looking at is there's a whole other group of columns on March as compared to February. I see. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, the question that I had was that you're doing central services on a year-to-date basis, Lonnie?
Well, I'm doing it on all, current as well as year-to-date as well as projected, too.
So, I'm sorry to take this time, but so you said on current, so on a year-to-date, on a year-to-date basis, if you multiply a year-to-date times whatever, 20%, and then you just put and then you look at the year-to-date charges and you subtract that from the prior month year-to-date from the current month, from the total year-to-date, and that would be what you would charge for the month, or do you just charge it on current month listener support?
I charge it on current month listener support.
So then you don't catch up until the end of the year versus doing it on a year-to-date monthly and just subtract the difference?
Well, it's listener support in a given month, and that's sort of how the system's been set up. I see your point, though.
But yes.
It is done based on the receipts for a given month. If you did it on prior months, especially with the way we do business, one month might have $1 million and the next month might have, you know, 100,000, it would create some huge variance numbers.
But it would either be, primarily it would be positive, or it should be at that if you do it on year to date.
Yeah, well, sometimes a station will underproduce on listener support against budget and create a variance, or overproduce and create a positive variance. So,
mm-hmm.
So it does vary. But with K, if you look at the, you know, how they end up the year, there's a variance of only 20,000 on listener support because they will come in close to their budget on listener support. So their central services will follow.
Right. So, I'm sorry, just one point. So the budget in terms of listener support, although it goes along with the income, that's still, at the end of the year, it's all based on income received regardless of the budget.
Yes. Yes, so the actual is based on the actual listener support against the projected budget.
Yes. Okay, well, I'd like to set that something to consider. Dave?
Yeah, I just was trying to get clear on, I didn't understand because your formula went past me too fast. So at what time does a station pay its central services?
Well, the payment is, say you have your drive in February, and you get your numbers, you know, sort of what your receipts are for February. And then you're billed in March, and by the end of March, with a bank statement coming in, the numbers for central services are known in that February drive. And that becomes the cash transaction, and the billing takes place. But on an accrued basis, we know the numbers in February before the bank statement comes in based on the pledges. And so that's what gets booked. So this is accrual accounting. So, if, you know, it's the MSIS numbers pretty much. And then we verify them when the bank statement comes in. So when I publish, say, like we're doing now on May 3rd, I know what the bank statement said about the revenue for listener services, and I can verify how much they actually have in the bank deposits. And then we use that one as a basis for computing.
So it's basically a function of how much actual cash came in the previous month.
Yeah, we verify it that way because, you know, it's easier. Everybody agrees on what the number is.
People are paying you with money they have instead of the money they're expecting.
Yeah, that would be a little hard for some stations. You know, I might pledge $1 million but not really have the cash for a while. It takes 3 months to get that cash.
Okay, any other questions about that? Okay, are there anyone want to address other stations? You want to look at that, ask Lonnie any questions? Also, Greg, you're included if you'd like to. Well, I have a couple of questions. One point I wanted to make is that KPFA has actually had major donor income to come in. So I understand that we had stopped that practice of the $500, but whatever. The other was just looking at, find it here. Just on the national level, we have the pension plan and 403.
Yeah.
So what's really happening there? Is it kind of like offset, but like on a forecast, your spend is going to be almost, 30 and 50, almost about 75,000 negative. But current year-to-date, you're running you're running negative on the pension plan. So what's going on there?
Well, on the pension plan.
Oh, sorry, this is line 43.
Line 43. Let me catch up with you here. Yeah, the pension plan, we do, you know, all the year, the pension plan as an expense will be over, as you can see by the 40,000. And the reason is that we pay out 2% of annual salaries. So if salaries are higher than anticipated, then the pension costs are higher than anticipated. And with one station in general. So pension costs are higher for that reason and others, because the pension people change their fees too, like everybody else. And so many times it's in the middle of our fiscal, and so try to anticipate it, but things go up. And then what we do is, since we know that we're underfunded in that pension by 40, we had, as part of the audit, fork over the funds and fund the pension. The complication we have is that the pension monies don't come from the national office, they actually come from the stations.
Looking at the total, because you get a better grasp, since you still, in terms of the variance, that's something that basically is negotiated out of national, right?
Yeah, but we don't see. We have to collect those funds from the station.
Right.
So, sometimes we do better than other years in collecting it. Stations vary in their ability to keep track of the pension money owed.
Okay. And your offset here on your health benefits, though, you have a huge positive offset.
Yes, isn't that great?
Well, it depends on the health care plan if the employees are happy with it. So
well, what happened here, and I won't dwell on it, is that we're doing these union negotiations, and our plan is a lot cheaper than what the union plans were, so we save money. And we, of course, are looking to reduce our costs wherever we can in negotiating these contracts.
Okay. Let's see. I had a couple of other line items here. Okay. I'm just looking at KPFA. I can address this. We're trying to get together our finance committee meeting. So maybe I can just address this with you. We have on salaries again, on the forecast, we're at 73,000 worse than budget. And we're not getting the headcount number, so I can't really relate this to whether it's headcount or rate, or volume or headcount. So are you going to get us some, headcount numbers similar to what we've gotten in the budgeting process, Lani?
Yeah, I did your headcount for you. I actually did it.
I didn't see it.
I know, but I did it, actually. And then, but I had to work with Lois to make sure it's accurate. But I do have it, and I will give it to you as of the date. I think we last discussed it. I did it a week or so after we discussed it. And I certainly will pass it on to you, but of course, it's been a couple of months since then. But the question was, where were you reading from when you said the 78,000 difference?
On KPFA online. I moved down already. Let's go back up. Wait a minute. That's the wrong one.
While you're doing that, I'd just like to say that I far prefer within 1% statements 5 days after the end of a month to perfect statements 6 weeks after. I vote for that if I get a vote.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I was looking at BAI. It's not KPFA.
All right.
There are 73,000 worse than budget at BAI. I think that was the point I made early. There are a couple of things at KPFA I was trying to find here. I think it was some of the development costs in terms of, a number of them, they're all kind of lumped together, the mailing services and premiums. And year-to-date, let me just find it here. It's only about 20,000. Worse than the budget, but I guess that's something I'll have to address in KPFA's finance committee meeting. But let's see, what else? Oh, the other thing we were talking. Oh, I guess we talked about the alternatives for PRA for the archives in terms of making up their. So, is Brian DeShavis considering the second on-air fund drive at this time? I know we mentioned it earlier.
Oh yeah, he's real enthusiastic about it. He's real he's real happy that Greg is supportive and I'm supportive. That that'll solve a lot of problems for them if they can get that second day.
All right. So I don't have, in fact, we're actually past our time. Okay. I don't, anyone else have any questions, points? Okay. So shall we move on? The other item we wanted to talk about was the budget calendar. I sent a copy of the timeline. So, we can address that now. That's the, budget calendar and the timeline. Jane, would you like to start the discussion on that?
Well, I want to make a comment. I don't think that what you sent around, I'm going to look in the files section of the Yahoo group.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that is the final one that we voted on. So I guess it, just as a matter of record, it might be nice to know the status. Did the PMB vote on our timeline, or we're just working on it as a working draft?
Yeah, we voted on it, I think, in a telephone conference call prior to the PNB meeting in L.A.
Okay, so
we did it at the February teleconference.
Right.
Can I speak?
Please, Baruti.
Yeah, I think it was the other version that it was, my understanding, was the one that was approved.
Okay.
I believe.
Sure, I have it right here because I sent it to the board before the meeting.
I'm looking at our file section right now to see what we've got.
It says proposed budget timetable approved Feb 16th is the title. And the one that was approved by the board has the deadline of March 20th, B, April 30th, C, May 31st.
Okay, so I think this is kind of like consistent. Okay, so do we want to just get to where we are on the budget timeline? Lonnie?
Yeah, I can give you what I have in terms of an update.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have started those conversations with the GMs and BMs on the budget priorities. And as you recall,
I'm sorry, did you call them the BMs?
But section D, March 1
to 8. Man, a biz M or something. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Good. Yeah. Well, right now, the call for budget priorities was made. And then in that month, in the month of March 1st to April 30th, the discussion with some stations has started around budget priorities. And some people wanted more information. They said, what's going to be the process? And I did send out some suggestions around process. That is to say, how do you rank order even the budget priorities? Which ones, I've shared with folks how I look at it from doing this over the years. But I do not at this point have from anyone their finished budget priorities. Some LSBs are meeting, I understand, even this week, and I'm not sure where other LSBs are. I do have a general sense of the budget priorities from the GMs and the business managers, of course, but I don't have anything beyond that. And I don't have anything in writing from anyone. Now, we've done it. We started the process here in the national office. So PRA, we have done that with them. Greg and I have begun our discussions on priorities, so we do have some sense of where we want to go. But none of that is complete, so the April 30th deadline has not been met. So we're working on it.
Okay, so you, in this item here, you're expecting the LSBs to approve the budget priorities that you've received from the general managers and from the biz managers?
Well, each station has its own process. I wouldn't want to dictate. Some people want to just do it with the finance committee. Some people.
No, I'm asking if you have received it, or you said you generally know what they are.
I just know what the general managers are talking about. I have no clue from an LSB yet about what they're thinking about.
Okay, so I guess what we need to know is that, or what we need to get back with our LSBs is getting a copy, I would think, anyone can chime in, of the budget priorities that you believe that you know. and we need to, in our finance committee and then in consultation with the GMs, we need to just either look at that or just basically for review and for any contribution that the LSBs might want to make.
Yeah, I can summarize what I know. Again, it's verbal, and I don't have anything in writing. But you don't need to do that.
But you don't have the sheet that you had sent out. You have not received those back.
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. So we have some work to do in terms of getting with our finance committee and getting with our LSBs to make sure that we have some overview or oversight on these budget priorities, and perhaps some things to add, like, you know, I don't know, a major marketing campaign or something.
Excuse me, LeVar, you said you asked if you'd gotten the form back. What are you talking about?
Lonnie sent out a form for budget priorities, mm-hmm. And that's what, with the scale of 1 to 5, I think we've printed that out a couple of times, too. Maybe, Dave, do you have the attachments to this budget priority timeline? Did you send that out also?
No, I just sent everybody a copy of the budget timetable. But I'll get that thing from Lonnie and I'll send it out.
Okay, so Dave will send that out to all of us. So we have a task as the LSBs to see what we need to do, or you know, we just need to review that, or however each LSB plans to actually look at this and get involved in this process.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Thanks, Baruti.
As I like to.
Right now, what I was hoping for was to see a finished budget priority package, because it seems that that's going to be necessary. Well, it is necessary based on how the budget is laid out before we even get to these draft station budgets. So that would be my first request. Can I see one of those? And then the second thing is that obviously we're not going to make this May 31st deadline. So, I mean, what do we do? I mean, I think we need to spend a few minutes to look at this calendar and come up with some advice.
Baruti, you're cutting out.
I'm sorry. I was saying that we didn't make the April 30th or the May 31st deadlines. So I think at this point we need to, because we're supposed to have in by May 31st, per the one that Dave had circulated before that was approved at the February 16th meeting, we were supposed to generate draft station budgets and submit them to Lonnie by the end of this month. So I know that that's not going to happen for WBAI. So what are we looking at in terms of a new deadline? And first, when can someone pass around a completed budget priority package? Or can we just jump right in, or should we just forego that at this point and just jump right in and start doing station budgets? I mean, I think we need to spend a few minutes talking about this.
Okay. Lonnie?
Well, there's no budget priority package, but Baruti, I'll let you know what is available. There is a budget priority ranking sheet that is available.
I did receive that. You did provide us with that before, but I'm still not clear on how do I go from that ranking, to a budget. That's the step that I'm missing. Once we rank them based on that, we put dollar amounts. In other words, if I had a finished product, I could say, okay, I know what to do now. I mean, maybe I'm trying to take the easy way out by having a finished product, but as opposed to all of us trying to recreate the wheel, if we had a product, I think we could all submit a consistent product for you to look at. But at this point, I would think that you're probably going to get four or five different packages if we all go out and just try to create our own package.
Well, I'll let you know what is going on sort of with the GMs and the business managers. They receive the budget ranking sheet, which you folks have. They also, I think I sent it to you folks too, sent a priorities sheet which said legal is generally our number one priority. Anything that's health and safety related would be number two. So you could look at any budget priorities you develop and see how they fit into those ranking, a ranking sheet I sent it. You know, legal is number one. You're compelled to do it. You have no choice. You must pay your taxes. You must have insurance. All those things are not discretionary. You must do them. Or you have, I don't know, legal bills. Those are legal items which we are compelled to spend money on. The second level, I believe, was health and safety for staff because we are responsible for health and safety. So that has to be a priority. So whatever projects people come up with, I had suggested some ranking ways to separate Project A from Project B. The third thing that I did is I sent to the business managers what I call mock budgets. And they are the budgets we normally work with. But what I did is I added in expenses that they could identify for the next year, like union increases, any items that we know the board is looking at, like Free Speech Radio News or whatever national Spanish language programming, as it might apply for a whole year next year, and sent those to the business managers and to the general managers and showed them sort of this is what budget for next year might look like, and then we take it from there in terms of adding in budget items, budget priorities. So that's what's been done so far. So as a product, maybe what might be helpful is to share that with the treasurers in terms of things that we're currently discussing or have voted on at the board that will show up as line items or expenses for next year. And then you'll have that budget mocked up for 07 to work from to add other items that may be of interest from the priorities or whatever it might be. So that may be helpful if that's the product. We're talking, the product I see is a draft budget, and that process is underway, and some expenses have been identified for people to be aware of. And that would be the product, a draft budget. For
I'm sorry, Baruti, are you through? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to respond to Baruti's comment. Maybe.
Okay, let's just make sure. Baruti, are you there? Okay, Dave, go ahead.
This is Jane. I lost
you. Yeah.
Okay.
So, to me, the filling out of that form is something that's really appropriately done by the manager, because, like, what we did at our meeting last night was we said to the manager, look, our priorities are news stringers, training, outreach, and technological development for distribution. And then, so the idea is she's going to take those things and then figure out, based on that type of priority, what specific budget items she's going to put. So, for example, if you say, well, we want more, you know, outreach, well, or we want more training, those aren't lines in the budget. So the way she strategizes, or the way management decides that they're going to meet those goals, those general goals, that's what seems to me goes down into that sheet that Lonnie put out, which is, you know, here's this budget line item this is going into, and the rationale is it's part of an outreach approach that's part of the following program. I don't know that an LSB, based on its processes, can fill it out to the level of line item. It seems to me that if we're doing that, we're back to what we criticized last year, which is we're not trying to get into the level of line item. We're trying to say, these are our general areas of priority. Now, when you come back with your budget, tell us how you've addressed those priorities. Does that make any sense?
Well, you know, I did have that, Dave, I did have that discussion with Eva a couple of days ago, and we did start to put numbers to those three goals, the stringers, the outreach, and the training, and come up with, you know, costs, and they will go into the draft budget. So we
right, but in terms of what Baruti's saying, what I'm saying is the filling, it seems to me he's asking how does that form end up getting filled out, and I was saying I think the manager fills it out after they've gotten the sort of broad scope priorities from the LSB, and I'm
sure.
Asking is that something that we agree on, or is there something else in the process? And Baruti, what do you think of what I just said, too?
Baruti, are you there?
This is Jane. I'd also like.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I had it on mute. I'm sorry. See, that sounds logical, Dave.
Yeah, so the managers will fill out the priority sheet.
Right, but they do that after I mean, I think what the LSV needs to do, we didn't put ours in writing. It came out of a discussion in part because we had trouble getting quorum at our finance committee meeting because it met the day of the Day Without Immigrants marches. But we need to maybe just have a motion that says our priorities for the following year are these items. And then that would be something we'd submit formally, and then the managers would fill out that form and give it back to us and say, this is where you find those priorities in the budget, in addition to giving it to you, Lonnie, so you see it too. So that's how we track how those things are getting incorporated into budgets.
Sure. I think that's fine.
Okay. Jane?
I think that the budget priorities are line B, that our deadline was originally set at April 30th. I think it does make sense for that to be something done by management in conjunction with or following our current line C, where we have line C by May 31st. General managers and business managers in consultation with LSBs, local finance committees, ED and CFO draft, generate a draft station budget and submit to CFO. So for that prioritization to be done by the GMs and BMs as part of that, to me, makes the most sense. I think I'm just agreeing with what Dave has suggested.
Actually, may I respond?
Oh, sure.
The thing is, line B says the LSB does it in consultation with the GM, and I think what I just described and what I think you're agreeing with is that the GM and BM, business manager do it in consultation with the LSB.
Right.
Okay.
So it's slightly different. Okay. So now in terms of the, because I know at our station we're not going to, at least unless the budget is being worked on and I'm not aware of it. But I know that LSB hasn't seen anything left that it can, I guess, approved as a draft budget by May 31st. What would be the status at other stations?
You know, like I said, we're trying to get together our finance committee at this point. So if Brian has an opportunity to get on, he can talk about that. But you know, I think that we just need to focus the attention that we do have this timeline and just get people aware of it. And that Lonnie's working with the staff side, so we just have to make sure our finance committees and LSB know that to expect this and that. The budget priorities, like you said, I think that this is kind of like misworded in terms of it's the GMs and the business managers, and then they can, and the LSBs will consult with them, but it's the GMs that will produce this budget priority. So I think, again, I think we just haven't been talking about this, putting it on the agenda, and making people aware that this is something we need to pass this out to all of the people on the LSB, and so that they're aware of this. I think that we're just it's like a breakdown in communicating the process that this is going on.
Can I
sure, Dave.
The difference is what we're meaning by budget priorities. Like the sheet, the budget priority ranking sheet, calls for, as near as I can figure, line items. I mean, the column title heading is budget item. That's different than a rating by the LSB of its priorities. Your priorities are things like outreach, digital distribution, et cetera, et cetera. And we could do that as a ranking 1 to 5, too. So maybe we even should, to identify our priorities. So I think we maybe, like, I don't think our LSB understood that, but again, that may be because the finance committee wasn't able to meet. The other thing is, in terms of what Baruti said about approving a draft budget, that's not till much later in the process, isn't it? I mean, the next step after the GM gets that input on priorities is to give the draft budget to the CFO.
This is Jane. Can I speak to that?
Jane?
I do think that we should be really moving quickly in May if we're going to avoid what we went through last year. I think the reason for us to put these dates down in black and white is for us to get real about what's involved in meeting that that deadline. And here at W, no, we the certainly the local station board will not be able to vote on anything in May. But I think that our finance committee has had a hard time meeting. I'm hoping to meet for next Monday, but I have not gotten much. I haven't gotten anything specific from our GM or business managers. So, Lonnie, if you could send the treasurers what you sent to the business managers, I think that would probably be very helpful. At least from my standpoint, that would be very helpful.
Okay, will do.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Lonnie, if you were to meet that June 30th deadline, when would be the latest that you would like to have these draft budgets from the station?
Well, each June I generally come to the P&B and try to give the folks there a sense of what some of the budget issues and priorities are, and then that gives them some time to think about it in preparation for a September meeting where the budget gets voted on. So the deadline for me would be, by June 15th at the latest, but it'd be sure it'd be nice if folks could meet. You know, it's hard to meet at the end of May because of the Memorial Day holiday. So I guess I would say around the 15th of June before people get away for vacations.
Okay.
So again, so you're requesting what by June 15th?
Whatever, Baruti.
Lonnie, were you suggesting that May 31st deadline, maybe it's a little bit flexible. If it was a week or two later, you could still.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because people are, Memorial Holiday, and then by the third week in June, kids are out of school, the people are gone. So I'm thinking that if we take the second week in June, that would be the deadline, that I'd like to work with if that works for folks. So that would be, for me, the 16th.
We have now line C by May 31st, the general managers and business managers generate the draft station budgets and submit it to you. You're saying that you could probably work with June 16th?
Yeah, I could, because I've done some of the work already, and so I'm a little bit ahead of the process.
Can I say something on this?
Please, Dave.
The one thing that we don't have in this process is the setting of the budget priorities for the national. That means Pacifica Radio Archives and the national office. It's particularly relevant because we're hiring a network programming coordinator, and we're going to be dealing with issues of what that person's going to be doing and what kind of budget they're going to have at their disposal. I think I would like us to have an opportunity to discuss with Greg on the line, with Lonnie, and possibly with Brian and Ursula, whatever process people want to do. We should be talking about, since we're the National Finance Committee, what are the budgets for the national, what are the priorities for the national office for the coming year? And I say that because I know it will make me friends in high places.
Okay, so where do you think that would go on the budget timeline in terms of reviewing national, which would include archives and also the affiliate, and also the issue that Ursula raises, that in terms of how her budget actually fits into national and acceptance of her budget as a whole in terms of how she develops it.
Personally, I'd like to see us devote our May 25th meeting to that. I think we should be doing it right now, because basically what's going to happen is the local stations are going to give their budgets to Lonnie, and then he's going to generate a national budget, and if he doesn't have in parallel a set of priorities in place, and Greg and others, through whatever management side process they want, should be articulating their goals, and we should be having an interaction about those things, and that should be there right when he starts to construct that budget. We've got July 31st as national office budget, approve as is or with amendments. That means, and we've got June 30th, the compilation and distribution of the draft budget. So it has to happen basically this month for there to be time when drafting that budget to incorporate those priorities.
Okay, so the question is, Lonnie, Greg, will you be prepared for that?
We can be.
Okay. All right, then, we'll put it on the agenda. Okay, any other questions, points you'd like to make? Okay. Did we lose Sandra?
Give me the date again. Just give me the date again.
Okay, on May the 25th at our next Finance Committee meeting, we'd like a draft budget for national, for archives, and also I would like, you know, how you plan to position affiliates, since there is the continuing issue.
Right.
I didn't think we were talking about getting a draft budget. What I thought is we were going to have a discussion about what are our priority areas for funding.
Well, we can do both because we have a commitment from our ED that he can do that.
No, I have a commitment to what Dave indicated.
Right.
I'm sorry, Dave, would you say that again?
The point is we want to say, look, we want to emphasize the following subject areas. We're not talking, we want that established when the people who construct the budgets in detail go to do it so they can say, okay, well, this is how those priorities are going to be reflected in what we're doing and in the budget. So to me, it's either management has those discussions like with Ursula and Pete and the development director and all the people saying, and Brian, this is what the kinds of things we're going to need. Here are our priorities.
Right.
And then our side should be saying things like, okay, we agree with those, and we also think this thing needs to be reflected. So it's a discussion of subjects, not a discussion of budget line items.
When you discuss budget, you don't have to go to a line item. It would just be those things in terms of generally in a draft budget, you know, what you're dedicating to programming, what the revenue in terms of how the revenue is scheduled in terms of fund drives or major drives from development or out of national. So we don't have to, talking about line items is like kind of like the bottom line of budgeting at this point. But if whatever you can prepare for May 25th, that would be absolutely great in terms of how Dave is outlining in terms of a draft, perhaps, of a budget. Okay? Any other points there? All right. I was just asking, is Sandra still on the line? Maybe we lost her. Okay, because I know she wanted to discuss this also.
Hello, this is Sandra. I'm still here.
Okay. Did you have any points, questions, because you wanted to discuss this also?
And this is regarding the
timeline.
The timeline. Well, we're working on it in Houston. Our next Finance Committee meeting is next week. And when you're referring to the high priorities, our highest priority right now, or I should say one of several highest priorities, is the new transmitter. But that falls under new business at this point, so I'll wait till we get to that.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other questions, points anyone would like to make on this? Okay, so we'd like to move forward because we are running a little late. But some of the items that I have on here, this is basically, I don't think we need to discuss them, but this is just to keep the issue there, to know what we're talking about so that, you know, we won't lose sight of points, issues that we need to cover. Okay, so would you like to move to, we had a status of motions. So basically, we've talked about those. I don't really think I need to. We talked about national Spanish language budget. Do you want to talk about that a little? I'll have Lonnie let us know what the status is on that, particularly since we were looking at line items and asking where it is on our in the current year-to-date in the current forecast. So, Lonnie, can you update us on that? Is there more to that?
Was that national Spanish language?
Yes.
I think that we were working with a projected cost of $45,000. I must say we don't have a date yet. Maybe Greg has a better idea than I do. Because when it starts, of course, would affect the cost of this fiscal, and then, of course, the cost for next fiscal. We did receive a budget at the $45,000 level from EVA, but there needs to be more work done on that in terms of detail. So offered to work with her on it and then sent to her, I think, Mundo. The detailed budget that was done at least a year ago, where some of the detail of a Spanish language program in terms of producer and some was outlined. So as yet, I haven't gotten back the detail, but I am assuming it in the budget forecast.